Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Us here and bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Of course, we always bring stuff to the table to discuss. The we tonight includes me, Ian.
And me, King Mark the First.
You're missing your crown, Mark. You've got a very silly crown in this room. And
you're right.
Yeah, it's very silly. I'm amazed you actually were able to wear headphones with that thing on.
Oh, no, I can wear headphones. That's why I got this particular crown.
Oh, it's designed for that?
It's plush.
Okay. So, there's new evidence. According to Gizmodo.com, there's a saying that there's nothing like going to prison to turn you into a criminal. But now, a new study offers evidence that this homily is statistically sound. Every year a person is kept in prison, according to the study, increases their odds of committing another crime when they're released. And, Mark, you spent 9 years, nearly 9 years of your life.
8 years, 6 months, 21 days.
In prison. And I imagine you can speak to some personal extent about this, but let's get into a little bit of detail here. From Quartz, Allison Schrager explains the study, which only deals with the United States. Okay. So a new paper from the University of Michigan economics professor Michael Miller Smith measures how much incapacitation reduced crime.
Incarceration?
I think that's what they mean, but it says here incapacitation.
That darn spell check.
He looked at court records from Harris County, Texas, from 1980 to 2009. Miller Smith observed that in Harris County, people charged with similar crimes received totally different sentences depending on the judge to whom they were randomly assigned. Miller Smith then tracked what happened to these prisoners. He estimated that each year in prison increases the odds that a prisoner would reoffend by 5.6% per quarter. So if you're held in prison for a year, it would increase your odds of reoffending by
like 21,
more than
20%.
22%. Even people who went to prison for lesser crimes wound up committing more serious offenses subsequently, the more time they spent in prison. His conclusion was that any benefit from taking criminals out of the general population is more than offset by the increase in crime from turning small offenders into career criminals.
So, I think that this sounds pretty sound when you, essentially, by putting somebody in prison, it's the definition of something antisocial, right? Like, you're taking them away from society, the definition of social, and putting them someplace else. The idea is to incentivize, negative incentive, incentivize good behavior. And what we see is that once you get past youthful offenders and juveniles, you're talking about the chances of reoffending amongst adults getting to something like 85% of them are likely to reoffend. That says to me that we need some better system for handling it. I'm speaking as a person who essentially went to prison one time, got out, and I guess I'm the success of the prison system, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would say that I...
you have not been rearrested since getting out of prison.
I got arrested at the Canadian border for trying to cross through when I didn't know that it was illegal.
Not the same thing.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
Not for any crime that involves a victim.
No. If you want to claim I'm a success of the system, the very least you should be able to say that, well, he's got some experience in this area. I think that the vast majority of people who are put in prison probably could be handled through a house arrest and those sorts of things.
Well, because there are a lot of people who are jailed who don't actually have a victim to the supposed crime they committed. Obviously, ending the war on drugs would be a huge boon towards not putting as many people behind prison bar cells and therefore not sending them to what they call gladiator school, where they basically learn how to be a tough guy and hotwire cars and things like that. They learn stuff from these other criminals that they otherwise probably never would have necessarily come to know.
I learned how to hotwire a car within a few months of going to prison. I happened to be assigned to the auto mechanics class, and I mean, I only really figured out how to hotwire an old Ford, which anybody who knows anything about old cars will be like, well, yeah, but that's hard. I mean, it's not hard at all, but it's more than I knew at the time.
So why would it be, though? And as I also point out here, remember, they did just study that one county in Texas. So you could say, well, it only applies to that county. But they say here also that within 5 years of release, these recidivism rates are not unique to Texas. More than 75% of prisoners are arrested again for something else across the United States.
Well, one of the problems is that most of them have probation. And what you're doing is you're taking somebody who has done something antisocial. You're putting them in a bad place with a bunch of bad people, treating them badly, and letting them out and expecting them to act good. When you put them on probation, you're not just expecting them to act as a law-abiding citizen, you're expecting them to act better than a law-abiding citizen. And the system hasn't provided them in many way with any kind of information on how to do this. It seems simple to the average person, and I wouldn't disagree. You know, ultimately, all you have to do is not steal something, not hurt somebody, not do this or that. But when I was amazed at how many people, for instance, would go to confinement where they couldn't have cigarettes, and the first thing they do when they come out is smoke a cigarette. A lot of these people have drug problems.
Mm-hmm.
So the drug problems are not best dealt with in prison. They are best dealt with in drug treatment centers.
Because you can get drugs in prison.
I do.
It definitely doesn't help a drug addict. So the Schrager, one of the authors here, talks about a number of popular theories as to why is it that this happens, the most salient of which is that it is incredibly hard for an ex-con to get a job. Employers don't want a former prisoner working for them, and when money gets tight, it's easier to turn to crime than it is to become homeless or go hungry. What do you think about that, Mark?
I got out in 1998. The job market was very good back then. I decided before I got out that I wasn't going to share this information with people.
Ah.
If you look at me, if you hear the way I speak, you're not going to think, the first thing you're going to think is not, this guy might be an ex-convict,
mm-hmm.
right? So I have a sort of an inbred privilege, as it were. People aren't going to assume that I'm an ex-con. So I came up with a resume that included places that closed down, right? Like, I worked at this place, that place, the other place. They were very similar to the jobs I'd held. So they described my skill set reasonably.
But they couldn't check.
But they couldn't check because the business was out of business. And how do you check?
And what you were really doing was you were working the jail, what was it, the canteen, they called it?
What's the difference between working the staff canteen where I serve coffee and donuts to officers and working at a
convenience store?
I did all the inventory. I did all the ordering and those kind of things. So, that was very similar. And I did some roofing while I was in prison. So I put down a roofing company, these kind of things. And then I developed a resume after that. And once you have three priors, no one really cares.
Now, I mean, it's interesting that you, these days, you were talking about in the late 1990s when you got out of prison. Now we're at 2015, so is it more likely that somebody who's hiring for a position is going to run an actual criminal background check? Or do they rely on you to just sort of self-assess and say, yes, I have a felony?
All the information I have is that they're going to check,
mm-hmm.
because now the job market's tighter. And it's not as tight as it was 2 or 3 years ago, but it's tighter. And
Now they got 200 applications from people, but don't they have to pay for background checks? I mean, they wouldn't want to run a background check on everybody, maybe just the best candidates or something?
I think that in many cases you could do a back. Most ex-cons are going to be where they're from because mm-hmm. that way they can live at mom's house. And that means that all you have to do is run the background check in the county you're at, and that doesn't cost money. That just costs time.
So the toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. Maybe you can, if you've been gotten out of jail or prison and you can explain your experience, or maybe you've seen somebody go through this where they've gotten out and they've reoffended, how can the system be changed to be better about this? How can less of this recidivism happen? I mean, your proposal, Mark, was to not put people in prison who really shouldn't be there, like drug offenders and things like that. But what else? What about the people who actually have violated another person's rights? Is
the
punitive system the best system, or can we have something better?
I'm going to go one step further. The fact is I don't believe that you belong in prison unless you are a danger to other people. I think prison should be for people that are dangerous to other people. So I'll go ahead and say that somebody who's violent that can, for whatever reason, has learned their lesson and can stay and do their in-home incarceration, that's fine. I mean, because
like somebody who was violent one time as opposed to a serial killer or something
right,
like
well,
that.
Right, like a serial killer could not contain themselves, right, and they would do something further. And, you know, you'd have to assess that. That's kind of why we have judges in these systems. But the system's all about incarcerating people. It's a prison industrial complex.
Yeah, let's go to your calls and thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Tell us how you feel about the status quo here and how it can be changed to be a more humane system, or do you want to see more punishment? Is that the answer? 855-450-FREE.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com. Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Mm-hmm.
Talk Live. Join us here toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. We've got there's a new study out, and certainly not the first study about recidivism rates, but it does show that when somebody looked at one particular county in Texas, Harris County, from 1980, did I say 1890 previously? I think I did. From 1980 to 2009, a little bit of a shorter time frame.
Yeah, look, more relevant information there.
The individual who did the study found that people who are charged with similar crimes receive totally different sentences depending on the judge in the case. For each year in prison, they found that it increases the odds a prisoner would reoffend by 5.6% per quarter that they spent in jail. Even people who went to prison for lesser crimes wound up committing more serious offenses subsequently the more time they spent in prison. So the question, or there are several questions that could be asked about this, but one of them is, you know, if this is true, that the longer somebody spends in prison, the more likely they are to go out and commit a crime.
At this point, that's the evidence we have.
Then what can be changed about this current system that is arguably creating further crime upon the release? Obviously, the answer is not lock them up forever, because you want to make somebody better, right? Somebody should be able to contribute to society at some point into the future. So,
or get shot while doing their crime.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE if you want to join the discussion here. Also, you can join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Maybe you've worked in a jail. Maybe you've been to prison. Maybe you've got friends or family members that you've seen go through this process of, you know, having nothing to live for or whatever their problem is when they get out and, you know, not being able to get a job. That was one of the theories, is that as a felon, you've got this albatross around your neck and, you know, it makes it difficult to live life as a normal person. So why not go back to a life of crime? ProXPN.com/FTL is where you can go to grab some software that will encrypt your internet connection. Whether you're on a smartphone, a tablet, or a computer like a desktop or a laptop, you can get ProXPN, Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux. They've got it all over at ProXPN.com/FTL. And you can start right now for free. And they will encrypt your internet connection, which means your own internet service provider will no longer be able to snoop on you. Criminals won't be able to sniff your Wi-Fi packets to get things like your passwords or bank account information. So this is really good protection, and you can start for free at proxpn.com/FTL. But when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world you can access, you can privately torrent, and get past regionally blocked websites. Plus, ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits, and you get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Just use code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, the number 50, as in 50% off of the regular monthly price. And they get you a great discount on privacy that is priceless. That's proxpn.com/FTL with code FTL50. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. Scott is first up in Panama City, listening to WYOO. Hey, Scott.
Hey, guys. How you doing today? First of all,
welcome.
Listen to your all's program. Thing I like about your program is I don't necessarily agree with what you guys say all the time, but you guys do some provoking thoughts and get people thinking. I called in today because I wanted to talk about the incarceration system, particularly in the state of Florida. And I'm a little bit biased because I have a younger brother of mine that's serving 35 years now.
I don't know how many of Americans at this point don't know somebody close to them who's incarcerated or has been incarcerated relatively recently. I mean, you're talking about a percentage of the population that is growing. I believe that there's something close to 2% of the U.S. population is currently incarcerated. And when you start figuring in the people who've done time beyond that, people, you know, it's going to get harder and harder for people to be like, no, never met nobody.
Yeah,
35 years for what, Scott?
Well, what he ended up doing is, you know, naturally drugs were involved. He was addicted to crack anyway. You know, his habit ended up leading him to where he ended up robbing three banks in Tampa Bay.
Whoa.
And you know, we got 35 years out of the deal. Now, you know, to me, I'm not saying that he shouldn't, you know, pay his dues for, you know, what he did. But I think when it comes to looking at, you know, different cases, I think there's a lot of bias when it comes to certain judges on throwing the books at somebody. Now, what I'm bothered with by the fact is that, you know, I know for a fact that, you know, we don't do anything with these prisoners to look at, you know, giving them rehabilitation such as, you know, giving them trades and things to work on while they're in the prison system. And the other thing that I've seen, and it very...
A trade isn't going to do him any good at 30 with 35 years. I mean,
well, everything he learns is going to be different.
He might be able to work on small engine repair at the nursing home, but, I mean, that's it. I mean, essentially, all they're doing is sentencing this guy to life in prison, and then he'll be released to the care of the state through the worst nursing home in town.
Now, wait, So, Scott, this guy, he robbed three banks, and you said, you know, he should be paying his dues. However, sitting in prison for 35 years doesn't make those banks whole again, does it, right? Like, those banks lost some money, and he's not paying them off, is he?
No, no, absolutely not. And the sad thing is, by the time it was all said and done, he only ended up getting about $7,000, you know, when robbing the banks.
That's almost always the story. I mean,
banks are pretty good at not losing money.
Right. Yeah, it's usually like $2,000 or a few grand, or that's it. They go to prison for this small amount of cash, which ultimately wouldn't be that hard for somebody to repay with some interest on top of that and not have to sit in a prison cell for 35 years.
I think it should be a punitive amount, but at the same time, you know, what's really the – how does society benefit by putting this guy away for 35 years?
It doesn't.
No, we absolutely don't. And what's going to end up happening is, you know, he's going to come out. He's going to have to depend on the state for a living. You know, we're housing him and having to pay a high price every year to keep him in prison. In the meantime, he's really doing nothing but learning to be, you know, he's learning to be manipulative is what he's learning to be in the prison system. You know, it's just, there's mm-hmm. just nothing really that sets a good tone for putting somebody in prison for that long length of time when we can look at possibly lowering sentences and doing some sort of rehabilitation instead of, you know, continuing this vicious cycle is what we're doing.
Yeah. Thank you, Scott. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it, man.
I think prison's a great way to shock people out of their current paradigm, right? Like, you have entered a very negative spiral if what you're doing results in, you know, say, robbing some banks, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you're maybe making some bad employment decisions. And I think prison's a really great way to just, like, wham, throw you up against the wall of reality that this is a bad choice.
You're not going to want to spend much time there unless you get introduced.
Now, he did mention the drugs are involved. I'd like to point out that cigarette addicts rarely rob for their addiction.
Yep,
alcohol addicts rarely rob for their addiction. Heroin, cocaine, methamphetamines, these things don't cost much to produce. The added cost all comes from the fact that they're illegal. The dangerous thing here isn't the drugs as much as the war on drugs. Those people's lives were put in danger by an armed man in a bank because of the government's war on drugs.
Yeah, that's certainly
true. And because of the guy who did it.
Unintended consequences on that one. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. We're on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. You can comment on the incarceration system. What's a better way to do this? I think restitution should be a major player in changing the system for the future. But there's more coming up. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Measles is activating on a mass scale, now due to the vaccines and iron poisoning. All symptoms, disease, and deaths are due to measles and iron, not just rash and flu-like symptoms, as the officials claim. Measles requires a host with iron to replicate. Iron intake is at an unprecedented level. Deaths and hospitalizations are set to soar now in 2015. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGthem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
Now with twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, who includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE, and you can join us on the radio waves and talk about whatever you would like to discuss, although we have been focusing on the issue of incarceration. And there's new evidence to back up the argument that's long been made by people who've been behind bars and people who've studied people who've been behind bars, that going into the prison system actually makes it more likely that the person will reoffend. In fact, the study shows now that the longer the person is incarcerated, the more likely the person will reoffend. So if it's 1 year, then they're saying that's like 20%. If it's just a quarter, it's like 5.6%. And so just within a few years, you're going up to a very high percentage likelihood that this person is going to commit some other kind of crime, criminal activity, when they get out of prison. You can share your thoughts toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We've also got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm.
It's very easy and gratifying to suggest that if somebody commits a crime, that they should be punished terribly. One thing that I remember was a big deal was inmates having cable television. Now, what we need to consider is that there are 51 at least different prison systems in the United States. And there's actually different ones than that, and then you have to look at Canada and a variety of things. So when you're talking about sort of North America, there's a lot of different prison systems. Yes, some places allow inmates to, say, buy a television and keep it in their cell. And yes, these buildings, because they're made of stone and metal, do have, closed-circuit television setups. And some of them probably have nicer, they allow inmates to watch movies and things like that. But what they were calling cable television when I was in prison was just a closed circuit television system. On the weekends, some guards would bring in, VHS tapes and play the movies that they had and that kind of thing in order to entertain us. Those televisions were purchased through the Inmate Welfare Fund, which was funded through the sale of canteen items to inmates. The profits from selling bags of chips and sodas and wham whams in the canteen were then, some of the profits were taken and put away to buy gym equipment and televisions and things like that. Once the Crime and Punishment crowd got rid of the TVs, which, by the way, drove up violence in the prison.
Oh, I bet it did.
Once they got rid of the televisions, then they went after the weights sets and these sorts of things. Basically, bringing it down to the point that you had nothing but maybe some basketballs or something to play with in the prison. And let's not forget that team sports create a certain level of animosity. Team sports aren't a really great idea in prison. All my experience says we should. If you wanted to ban something in prison, it should be basketballs, footballs, things that you play in team sports, not weights and televisions.
Let's go to you with your calls and thoughts. We'll start with David. He's in North Dakota, listening to KTGO. Hey, David. Oh, David, you're a little quiet. I don't know if our board op has you turned up there.
Hang on, man.
There you are.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we have you now. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, you actually caught me off guard there with the question, but I just wanted to call in from 19 into 88 to middle of 2003. I kind of threw away 11 calendars myself, so I kind of have a little bit of a background in going to jail, and I would love to answer any questions you have.
Do you think that people are more likely to commit crime the more time they spend in prison?
That has actually been, I've actually noticed that. I really have. If a person only spends 2 years or less, a year and a half or less, they're less apt to come back. And if they spend 6 or 8 years or more, they're more apt to come back very quickly.
Interesting.
I have noticed that.
What are you doing in order to prevent yourself from going back to prison?
I didn't specifically make the decision not to go back to prison. To be honest with you, I don't know what made me make the decision.
How long has it been? You said 2003?
Yep, 2003.
You've been out 12 years.
Yeah, I tell you what, I had a accidental heart to heart with myself, and I noticed that I was causing other people great pain and discomfort. And
adulthood.
You can call it that.
Yeah.
And, that's what made my decision. It wasn't, any punishment or what any threat of punishment. Believe it or not, prison was actually pretty easy.
Yeah, I really believe this too. That adulthood, if we can do something that brings on adulthood in offenders, then you'll see just things change. That after that point of realization, every bit of incarceration after that is simply an embitterment program. I can tell you that.
Getting angry at the world and the system, right?
I'd had all the growth I was going to get in about 6 years. I'd had all the positive thinking that I could, all the positive thinking in the world was doing all it could at about 6 years. Everything that happened after year six on up to year eight and a half was essentially me trying to forestall the bitterness that I was experiencing in my heart because of what I considered to be a bad sentence for a crime that was, I should not have been convicted of. And fortunately, I was released by an order of the Florida Supreme Court. I didn't get an overturn. Didn't get it overturned or anything like that. But you know, at that point, I was able to get out of my own. And yeah, I'd had adulthood, but I could never go back to college at that point. At one point, I wanted to go to college, and I was just too old for it. They let me out too late, and I'm like, I'm not going to college.
Right.
David, thanks. Go ahead.
I think one of the biggest things, I went in four separate times in that amount of time. And I'll tell you what majority of them made me return. It was actually the probation and parole system.
Yep.
They almost, it's a money deal. I mean, the state gets federal dollars for every time they send you back. Doesn't matter how long you stay. They get
really?
Money for that. Oh yeah. So it's a for every program that they make you go to, the federal government basically pays the state a certain amount of money.
I would be careful. So where did you get that information? Convicts.
Matter of fact, if you ask them, they'll tell you. I mean,
okay.
If you find an honest parole officer, you find. Oh goodness, I can't remember. You know, I don't have the actual names. I do a little online research. They actually get money for that.
Wow, I had never heard about that.
I mean,
I know that probation is a revolving door. These people are constantly getting reoffended for VOP, which of course almost all the time has nothing to do with actually going out and being violent. It usually is a drug test that they don't pass. David, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the expertise. Appreciate the personal experience. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But I didn't know that the local probation office would get a paycheck for a VOP. That's an interesting claim, and I'd like to see a little bit more about that.
Justice Department announces more than $62 million to strengthen reentry, probation, and parole the programs. Mm. The Justice Department has awarded more than $62 million in grants to strengthen efforts to help people returning from prison join
That's
their communities.
Not helping.
Yeah.
Putting them back in prison is not helping them. And you see it all the time. So many people get reoffended, and so quickly. And it's the probation system is another thing that definitely needs to change. But let's go to
reentry programs definitely need funding. I don't think the difficulty is that I don't think any of these programs have a just claim on people's tax-paying dollars. But if you want people to not return, we need to come up with systems for that. This isn't working in the United States currently.
All right. We're going to hear from you. If you want to share your thoughts, you're welcome to join us toll free at 855-450-FREE. Maybe you've got experience, or maybe you're of the opinion that people need to be punished harder. It seems like all the evidence would be against you in that case, because what it seems like is that the harder you punish somebody, the more likely they're going to continue criminal activity.
It's an emotional, visceral reaction. Those are rarely good ones.
855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. This is Free Talk Live.
This message is for home intruders, the cowards who break into people's homes to steal their hard-earned property, criminals who shatter lives and rob people of their privacy and security. Listen very carefully. We're the home security experts at LiveWatch, and we're taking you down. Because we're letting everyone try our newest home security system for one full year in their home. To take advantage of this amazing offer, call now, 1-800-670-9259. LiveWatch has been helping protect homes for years, and we've learned the secrets that intruders like you don't want people to know. Criminals, it's time for you to be afraid, because every person who calls will be protected against cowards like you. To the criminals listening, we're taking you down. To those who want to help protect their homes, call the security experts to try the LiveWatch security system. There are no long-term contracts, and if you're not completely satisfied, you can cancel at any time. Try LiveWatch now by calling 1-800-670-9259. That's 1-800-670-9259.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. Of course, you can bring up anything you'd like to discuss, but we are talking about prison and recidivism rates very, very high. Within 5 years of release, more than 75% of prisoners are arrested again. Now, of course, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're committing crimes with a victim. As we just did point out, there are a lot of people who get popped for violation of probation, or VOP, as it's called.
Smoking pot on probation.
Yeah, which, of course, is a victimless crime, but it's enough to get you thrown back in the clink for quite a while in a lot of places.
Well, let's point out, I'd like to talk about, real quick, what the sort of the supposed value is of probation. Now, probation and parole are given to people who are released early. If you are sentenced to 10 years in prison and you do 10 years to the day, unless you're given sentenced to another whatever and you're sentencing to probation, you're getting some amount of time probation in order to sort of show that you're worthy of your early release.
Yeah, aren't most people sentenced to probation, but parole is for people who are released early?
Yeah, parole is. It doesn't exist in the state of Florida. Where I'm from, they had good time, or gain time is what they called it. But, you know, people know it by different names in different places.
But can you get probation if you're released early? I mean, the jail doesn't determine that. That's usually the judge that orders probation, right? And that happens at sentencing.
But the difference so probation can be given to, for instance, in the state of Florida, mm-hmm. if your sentence is reduced, then you're given some amount of time on probation. They don't call it parole. But it's effectively parole, because parole and probation are generally administered by the same people, the same rules apply.
Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. What's a better solution? than the status quo, because all the evidence is showing the status quo is encouraging people to reoffend. All the statistics, you know, we just had another study done on one county in Texas that made it very clear that prisoners would be more likely by 5.6% per quarter, an additional 5.6% per quarter to reoffend. So the longer they were in, the more likely to commit other criminal acts once they get out. You can share your thoughts here also via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Let's go back to the phones and the fun straight razor in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live, Ian and Mark.
Good evening, gentlemen. Love the new intro music you guys have.
Thanks.
So,
it's Rebel Inc. is the name of the band. Go ahead.
Cool. One of the biggest areas that I think needs to be worked on is the domestic violence area. And, of course, I work a lot of those calls because I wasn't working, BS calls for teenager smoking pot or drinking.
You're a law enforcement officer, or at least you were until recently.
I was until recently. But so most of the time, whenever I would go to a home, if there had been a gambling ring for if I was going to return to that home, I would be a millionaire right now.
Like, you'd know?
Yes, absolutely. And that's, and it's not because, oh, well, it's a trailer or it's a mansion or it's whatever. It's because of the attitude of the person whenever you're talking to somebody who has just been involved in domestic violence. You can kind of tell what's going to happen, because basically putting someone in prison or in jail for even a short amount of time for domestic violence, you've pretty much ruined them if they have any type of really upstanding job. So what happens is,
right, nobody likes the guy, the wife beater, right? Like, there's no way to look at that and that guy looks good.
Exactly. So what happens is very few people have the mind to say, okay, I have taken actions and that I have caused this. Most people turn to, it is that spouse's fault. So now you've got someone who says, it is my spouse's fault. I can't get a job. I have to spend all this time either in prison or in jail. I've got to pay money. Maybe they've taken my children. So what happens there? They just get more and more angry at
bitter,
the situation.
Yeah. Sure. So a little bit of alcohol and some bitterness, that always works out well.
Exactly. So,
well, what do you think should be done with wife beaters?
First of all, it goes both ways.
What about husband beaters? Because that happens a lot.
They don't get the law called on them. That's
not
the
as often. Not as often.
Yeah.
True.
So
the violence. Hold on, just real quick. Statistically, violence, domestic violence, is equally split between males and females. But the people that have the law called on them, because males are much less likely to call the law for violent females than violent females are for calling on males.
Well, so, then wouldn't that mean the statistics are incorrect in that if it's more likely that a man is going to not call, then wouldn't that mean that it's more likely that a female is going to commit violence?
If you look at arrests, then you're going to say men are the by far the biggest beaters. If you start looking at polls and other ways of looking at this, then men will say, yeah, you know, this happened to me.
Okay, gotcha.
Exactly. So
what should happen? Sorry, go ahead, straight razor.
I would suggest a better counseling system, because most of the people that I've met and dealt with, it wasn't just all of a sudden they just started beating their wife one day or their husband one day. This stuff kind of built up, you know, over time, and it was that final straw that pushed them over the edge. So that whole stereotype of, oh, well, he's just a wife beater, I didn't really find to be the truth. The other most effective way to stop the prison industrial complex, and unfortunately I don't think it's going to be possible, is to cut it off at the tap, which basically means better officers and jury nullification. So that's going to be a much harder route, but it would be a much more effective, because calls that actually need tending to would be tended to, as opposed to going out to stop somebody from enjoying themselves on a weekend with a joint.
Straight Razor, thanks for your call and the thoughts tonight. Let's continue. We've got, Charlie is in Panama City. Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good Welcome, talk. Sir. Go ahead.
Great show. Just a little background on myself. I was formerly a law enforcement officer. My career ended because of my conviction. I was charged with a felony assault, in California, but also I wasn't only just charged with that. It was a bar fight, that happened kind of just off to the side of the bar. I beat the aggressor. In turn, I became the aggressor, and then I was charged with also. Yep.
This is how it goes. Is one guy goes to the hospital, the other guy goes to jail. Is essentially
exactly.
how bar fights go.
So just to be clear, you weren't the aggressor. Somebody aggressed against you, but you defeated him in the fight, and so therefore you
exactly.
went to jail.
I was originally going to be charged with battery. Then it was raised, and then it was raised again. Until it ended up being a great bodily injury, a felony assault with great bodily injury or battery.
Obviously, I mean, I don't know how many of these details you want to get into, but were there not witnesses? This was a bar fight, right? So wouldn't it have been pretty easy?
It happened to the side of the bar. It started in front of the bar, and they kind of just antagonized until finally, you know, as I walked away, and then it became more aggressive. We were already on the side of the bar, and by that time, the only person that was there was himself, his friend, and his girlfriend. So I had zero, you know, backing on my end.
Oh,
so
no.
It became, you know, a guy that outweighed me by a good 40 pounds, and we're about the same height. He was the aggressor. I should have been the better person to walk away because I have more to lose. But anyway, I got hit with a gang and a type of injunction as well. Basically, what they did is because the damage that was done to him, which I was 100% willing to pay for, whatever I needed to pay for. But I think that a lot of these cases need to be looked at as a case by case basis. I was in jail for a little, for about a quarter of a year.
You were awaiting trial?
No. I bonded out, but I never went to trial. I was basically told I'll never win. There's no way because of the fact that he had a witness and mind you, the gentleman didn't refuse to appear in court, so my case almost got thrown out. But after the eighth month of the county continuously bugging the guy to get back to the court so they can convict me, that's how I ended up getting convicted. So finally, I got.
So you did, or you didn't go to trial? You took a plea deal.
I took a plea deal because
everybody does. 99.something%.
And
very few cases go to trial.
And you went to jail for a quarter of a year. Or how long was it?
Exactly. I went to jail for about 100. I'd say it was a little over half a year, but it was 174 days. My math is terrible right now. At the end of the day, I'd work the Morgan's a seven. But now back really to the story.
I want to hear more of the story. Stand by, Charlie, former cop. In California, got in a bar fight, said it wasn't, he didn't start it. But
I think dueling should be legal because at that point both parties consent.
All right, there's more coming up here in moments. I don't know if he was consenting to it, though. It sounded like he was trying to walk away from it.
Dale.
More coming up. 855, 453. Hour 2's on the way.
Hey guys, I'm Tim Baker.
I'm Daniel Brown.
And I'm Sean Stewart.
And we are the You, Me, and BTC podcast.
Cryptocurrency, decrypted.
Us three chumps love to talk too much, and for some reason other people seem to enjoy it.
That's why we started You, Me, and BTC,
which is your Bitcoin and Liberty podcast.
Find our show at youmeandbtc.com every Thursday.
We also post Bitcoin-related reviews, opinion articles, and much more.
Subscribe, like, and follow at youmeandbtc.com.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's saying yes to pick up football with the guys, Strong.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.